Marcellus shale, to some it's an opportunity. But who will protect our forests and streams from those who want to frack their way across Pennsylvania? Who will protect our drinking water from those who would turn Pennsylvania into Texas? It'll be up to Pennsylvania's judges.
Cal Cunningham says he will take on Wall Street when he gets to Washington.
I'll take on the Wall Street firms, the corporate interests, and the culture of recklessness.
But today, newspapers across North Carolina tell a different story. A story of Cal Cunningham behind closed doors.
Tired of what Washington's been serving up lately? Intelligent, bold, analyzing the issues while holding our government and politicians accountable.
In the 1980s, Jonathan Seidel brought fiscal discipline to a city on the brink. Seidel fought the politicians and changed the way business was done. Today, Pennsylvania faces tough times, and Harrisburg doesn't seem to get it. So Jonathan Seidel is back. The Seidel plan? Make sure politicians don't cross the line. And watch every dollar. There's a new name for change in Harrisburg. Jonathan Seidel. Not afraid, John DeYoung? Maybe not you. After all, you live in a home surrounded by a $500,000 security fence. A fence built with our money. You've got a fence to protect you, John DeYoung. And what are we left with? Fear. On November 2nd, I'm pushing two and voting Ken Mapp for governor and Malik Siku for lieutenant governor. They'll take back our streets by giving the police the tools and technology they need to fight crime.